We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The MTA promises a full investigation following a harrowing situation in the Bronx.
The scene was straight out of an action movie. An articulated MTA bus crashing through the railing on University Avenue. The nose of the front segment crumpled into the Cross Bronx Expressway below. The second half of the bus still up on University Avenue. MTA bus president Craig Cipriano.
All passengers were removed from the bus after the crash and transported to the local hospital.
Including the 55-year-old driver who interim NYC Transit President Sarah Feinberg says passed a field sobriety test.
Our concern is that he then refused to participate in the FTA-mandated and MTA-mandated drug and alcohol test.
MTA Chief Safety Officer Pat Warren says speed was a factor in a bus turn that should have been at about 3 to 4 miles per hour. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
The word from Mayor de Blasio, unless we get another shipment, New York City is going to run out of vaccine doses next week. Mount Sinai's canceled appointments scheduled from today through next Tuesday. The gates at the vaccination site at the Brooklyn Army Terminal this morning were closed.
Some got emails, but others just showed up at the Brooklyn Army Terminal to hear this.
Not administering any vaccination today.
Like this woman.
Are you upset that you're being turned away today?
Of course.
What do you think? He said that they ran out of vaccine.
I just have to wait.
Do you think they should have told you this?
They said they sent an email.
And you didn't get it?
Not yet.
Some security guards telling people the location ran out of vaccine. And staff tells me there were no vaccinations overnight after hundreds showed up thinking they had extra doses they needed to give out. Teacher Robert Rainford heard they did take some walk-ins occasionally. He, of course, turned away.
This is a mass vaccination center. Well, how come they ran out? You know, that doesn't make sense. You know exactly how many people you scheduled. You have to have that many things there. So
he says it's been impossible to make an appointment. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Sunset Park.
Dr. Anthony Fauci concedes that under the current administration, the vaccine rollout has not gone well, but he says he thinks it'll get better once Joe Biden is in office. In fact, he thinks that despite the slow start, 100 million doses can be administered in the incoming president's first 100 days. But he says the states have not got to hold back.
As we open things up now, and I don't mean necessarily completely opening up the floodgates, yeah. But when you add a degree of flexibility that try not to get any doses that are just sitting there in the freezer or sitting there in a refrigerator getting ready to go, if you have a dose, give it and don't be so rigid.
Dr. Fauci spoke to NBC's Today show. Joe Biden is expected to outline his plan to fix the vaccination mess in a speech at 3:45 this afternoon. Another COVID briefing today from Governor Cuomo following 4 days of his State of the State speeches. As of today, New York State's looking at a 6.14% positivity rate, which is lower than it was in the weeks right out of the holidays.
Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, we shot up like a rocket. Up until New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, and then it started to flatten. Why? Because the increase in the social activity started to flatten.
Still, another 183 people died yesterday in New York State from COVID-19. The city's positivity rate is 8.7%. Word that the variant of the virus could soon become the predominant strain in this country. The CDC says it thinks that's going to happen as soon as March, and it could fuel another surge in cases and deaths. So far, 76 infections of that new strain have been identified in the U.S. 16 of them are in New York State, including one that has just been identified in Nassau County. The FBI is now investigating 37 people in connection with the beating death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. That is according to the New York Times, citing an FBI memo. Sicknick was among 15 officers injured in the insurrection. He died at the hospital. A New York City sanitation worker is among those being investigated by the FBI. 43-year-old Dominic Madden was caught on video outside the Capitol, waving a Trump flag and shouting QAnon slogans. Investigators are said to be looking into whether he broke any laws. He has been banned from Facebook, but still has his city job. The department says it will take appropriate disciplinary action based on law enforcement findings. It was 12 years ago today when we witnessed a miracle on the Hudson. This was then 1010 Winds reporter Steve Sandberg describing the scene from the New Jersey side.
Authorities are on the water trying to rescue as many people as possible, deal with this plane which is sinking beneath the Hudson. But many of the survivors have been brought here to New Jersey on New York Waterway. Coming here, the police, the Port Authority, and the response crews from Weehawken, from West New York, North Hudson Fire, they've all taken over the Arthur's Landing restaurant here in Weehawken, where many of the survivors are coming off. They're drenched, they're panicked, obviously shaken by what has happened.
What happened was that a U.S. Airways plane was forced to land in the Hudson River following a bird strike just minutes after taking off from LaGuardia. Captain Chesley Sully Sullenberger and co-pilot Jeffrey Skiles are credited with saving the lives of all 155 people on board. But as you heard from Steve, New York Waterway ferries also played a big role by detouring to the landing spot and helping to transport the survivors to shore. 12 years later, the man at the helm of one of those ferries, Captain Vincent Lombardi, spoke to 1010 Winds.
This is a reminder that miracles happen, and it's a reminder how people of the tri-state area come together and work for the greater good. And even though we're in this time, this pandemic or this crisis right now, that we will make it through it and nothing will stop us. Nothing ever has and nothing ever will.
To this day, New York Waterway says its crews are constantly conducting drills to be ready for any potential water rescues. Newly declared New York City mayoral candidate Andrew Yang was live this morning on 1010 Winds and talked to our Bridget Quinn about his plan to help lift half a million New Yorkers out of extreme poverty with $2,000 to $5,000 a year in city-provided income.
Even putting a couple hundred dollars a month into their hands can be the difference between them staying in their home or not, them having cell phone service or not. So we're going to tie it with New York City ID, which many of them already have. And then put money to work in a way that, again, will save us a ton of money on city services, because city services are very expensive when people hit our systems.
He says the $1 billion to do this would come from not having to foot that expensive bill, reducing inefficiencies in city agencies, and by getting rid of tax exemptions for certain property owners, including the owners of Madison Square Garden. As for getting along with Governor Cuomo,
I want to work hand in hand with the governor. The fact is, the state and the city's interests are completely aligned. If anything, we should be going together to D.C. and say, hey, there is no national recovery without a New York City recovery. I'll be a sidekick. Like, I don't care. Whatever's right for New York City.
The former presidential candidate joins a crowded field of Democrats vying for the nomination, including the city comptroller, Brooklyn Borough president, and former sanitation commissioner.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.